Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Joining me today, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer. And once again, we want to wish everybody a happy New Life year. Now, we know what a new year is, but maybe Sherry, Mylon, you and I could explain to people what a new life year is.
Well, I think that's pretty easy.
What is it?
Well, see, God didn't make robots that are pre-programmed, you see, that just have a downloading that never changes, like C-3PO or all those different things. He made us in the image and likeness of God, which means we have a will. And God has this thing called sanctification. He wants us to grow more into the image of Christ. And so he doesn't want us to ever be static. He always wants us to be dynamic, moving in a positive direction. So every year ought to be a new life year where some part of me changes in a positive way.
What about you, Sherry? What do you think is a new life year?
When I think about the stories and the impact of what New Life has done over last year, I would say a new life year is a year of hope because we have taken people out of situations where there was no hope. And we've been able to help them move in a completely different direction. It's very restorative. It's why I come in here, why you guys come in here, but it's why we ask you guys to continue to support us. Mm-hmm. It's giving people their hearts back.
Right.
And so I think hope is what we give people.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I think a new life year for some people is the year that you begin your recovery, you experience transformation. For other people, a new life year is it's your first total, complete year of purity or growth, restoration or recovery. And then for others, it's another great year, as Sherry said, of hope. Mm-hmm. And so if you've never experienced a new life year, they've all just been new years. You know, okay, here's another new year, and it's going to look just like the old ones we used to have. Have a new life year by getting a resource, going to a counselor that we can find for you, coming to one of our intensives, doing something that could radically change everything. One of the things you could do is check out our trip this year. Every year we do a trip, and I'm going to tell you something. So far, they have been extraordinarily kind of perfect, some people have said. No matter where we've gone, people have loved the content over just the culture we were experiencing. And this year, we go to Greece. We have a land component and then a small three-night cruise component. And it is in Greece that we retrace, go over, and study the footsteps of Paul. Love for you to be part of that. And you can get the Early Birdie special by signing up right now to join us in October. It's going to be a safe trip right into Athens and then on to these other great places like Thessaloniki. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to be there. That could really give you a new year. But another way for a new life year to occur is to start right now and sign up for Living Light January the 20th. That's our next big weight loss weekend. And then we've got Every Man's Battle also in January. Just sign up. Just call right now. Come be a part of it. All right. When we come back, we're going right to the calls. That's why we're here. That's why we love to do what we're doing. So we're going to do more of it. We'll do that right after this break. But in the meantime, if you need some help, we've got this 800 number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's also our website, newlife.com. whatever you need, just call us, ask us. Maybe we have some kind of resource that could help you in a way that you've never been helped before. That would be a great thing. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn.
You know, we do a lot of workshops around here. And one of the things that we've done over the years is to help people with their weight. Because I had a weight problem. I used to weigh 60 pounds more than I do now, essentially carrying a little third grader around with me all the time. We did Lose It for Life just for a weight problem. Well, now we have a brand new program for that, and it's called Living Light. We want you to live in the light of our Lord, to be lighter on your feet. This particular workshop and this material is much more saturated with scripture, biblical principles. I think you're going to love it. It's all new, no redundancy. If you came to Lose It for Life and maybe you had some success, I think this will take you deeper. It's January the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's in Orange County. I hope you'll join us. Sign up now. It's going to be great. Great way to start the year. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll help you get that lighter life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're going to just jump right in here, going all the way to Manchester, New Hampshire, talking with Sean. Hi, Sean. Welcome to New Life Live. Great to have you on.
Thank you, and happy belated Merry Christmas.
You are welcome, and I hope you had a great one and that you were not humiliated in any way. So how could we help you today?
If I was, I can't remember, but thank
okay,
you.
Okay, good. All right. Well, how could we help you if we could help you?
Well, my wife hit me up with something a couple of days ago, and it was kind of a shocker because she's new 40. She just turned 40 in July, and she said she's going through menopause. So
okay.
Yesterday she says, if you really care about what I'm going through, do some research. So I immediately got on the computer and started doing some research, and yeah, all 10 of the symptoms that they say through menopause that you have when you're going through menopause, she has. So, and my wife is close to being a nurse practitioner. She just has to do her clinical. So I said, hey, they got this medication. Why don't you take that? She goes, no, because that causes breast cancer. So we started talking a little bit. I found a natural medication that I ordered her a 3-month supply. It came to about $270, and I got it for her. But, you know, I was listening to you guys talk about, you know, certain things, and you talked about Carrie Fisher and her euphoria, so I immediately stopped listening to you guys. I called my wife. I'm like, hey, we need to go do this. We need to have a date night, or we need to go and spend the night at a hotel. She goes, I have too much going on. I can't add anything else to my life that I got going on. So I got off the phone with her and called you guys back, and I'm like, what do I do? How do I, as a man, outside of reading, understand what she's going through?
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like to me, it sounds like to me you got two things going there. One, to understand what she's going through, and maybe we could help you find a way that would be more acceptable for her to be open to something else. I don't know if that's possible, but Sherry, Mylan, any thoughts on either of those things?
Well, let me just step in here quickly, and I'm hoping the women are going to listen with compassion because I am the woman here. What I'm hearing is some frustration on your part, Sean, because what your wife did was invite you into doing some research, which you did. Good for you. In fact, when you said you did that, I was like, oh my gosh, that's a really caring husband. But we have to be equally as willing as women. Going through menopause is one thing. You can go through menopause and go through it well, or you can go through menopause and just create havoc for your own life and those that are around you. And there has been some changes even in the world. I hear what you're saying. She's a nurse practitioner. There's some new research that is showing that actually there are some other things that you can do that don't cause breast cancer. Some of the research that they did was, you know, weighted in a way. And so there are bioidentical hormones. There's things that can be done. But the bottom line is, Sean, she's got to be willing to embark in some type of an intervention because Hormones change, and when they change, let me tell you something, we are not the same women that we are. We're not. We aren't as, you know, amorous. We aren't as kind. We are more irritable. Those are things that hormones help to keep us stable and running at an optimum level. So how comfortable are you talking to her about her willingness, right, to consider some options? Because it does impact you.
I have no problem. I mean, my wife and I are going on 18 years of marriage, so we've seen it all, done it all, had it all happen to us. I mean, everything under the sun. And the first thing I asked her when she asked me, I go, well, how long does menopause last? She turned to me and said, how long does puberty last? And I went, oh, Lord.
Well, Sean,
that's not too encouraging. Let's hear what Mylon has to say on this. I think it could be good.
Well, I'm kind of an expert on menopause, too, because I've been through it as well with my wife. And, you know, you have the premenopausal, perimenopausal, and menopausal stages. And basically, what's going on here, Sean, is that the reproductive system of the female is shutting down. It is no longer making itself open to ovulation and childbearing. And so it is a shutting down of the reproductive system of the female. And it is taking place via changes in hormones, and it makes her feel massively different every single day. And the changes in the hormones are disconcerting. It makes her physiologically feel things, emotionally feel things, not to the least being that now all of a sudden she's past childbearing years. And that is a loss. So it's not. And so instead of ordering something for her to, quote unquote, fix it, I would say, honey, what is it that you need and you want me to understand? I am doing research, but what is it that you need? And how can we approach this phase of life together? And that is what you want to do.
One thing is, and I apologize to the ladies listening, she doesn't have periods anymore, so she had that part of her removed when our now 13-year-old's going to be 13 next month. What is that?
She had her uterus removed? Is that what you're saying?
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yes, she had her uterus removed. So I don't know if that makes a difference on her. The way she's processing
Sean, the issue, the question you posed to the screener was, how do I handle this? And basically, you have to be educated and informed, and then you need to sit down with her and say, honey, what are we going to do? What are your emotional needs? What are your physical needs?
But what I'm hearing from her is a lot of pushback, Sean. I mean, if you are quoting her as she's saying it, it's like, well, how long do you think puberty lasts? I mean, to me, that feels somewhat
caustic.
Oppositional.
Yeah.
There's a hard pushback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does it feel, Sean, to have that come back at you?
Well, it must feel pretty rough. And I'm just going to move us along. I'm going to suggest that his first thing is maybe go to her gynecologist with her and try to develop the understanding first that his wife wanting. And then try to repair the connection. She really is in that pushback mode, meaning
good point,
I'm
Sherry.
Not connected to you. So I appreciate you bringing that up. I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love by Mylon and Kay, and it really can help you connect in a way that other books just don't have in it. I mentioned our intensives, and we have one coming up January the 13th in Washington, D.C., Every Man's Battle. This could be a new life year because you, for the first time ever, decide, I'm going to have a year of sexual integrity and sexual purity. You just call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about our January 13, Every Man's Battle. And then we have Living Light, the weight loss program based on biblical principles, spiritual development, a way to really increase the strength of your soul. Fulfill the things and the desires of your soul so that food doesn't have to do so much for you. Intimacy in Marriage is February the 17th, and Take Your Life Back, March the 10th. Women in the Battle by Dr. Sherry Keffer is April the 21st. You can find out about all of those at the New Life Ministries app, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and newlife.com. It's all right there. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Gabby from Windham, New Hampshire. Hi, Gabby. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Hi. Thank you so much, everyone. Sure. I'm a big supporter, and I just joined in last month. I joined New Life Live. Absolutely love it. The TV
New Life
show.
TV? New Life TV?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yes,
super.
I love it. Thank you, thank you. And for my New Year's resolution, I was going to write a check. So instead of waiting, I'm just going to go ahead and send it today, and there's my New Year's resolution taken care of.
Thank you.
Thank you. So great.
Larry's smiling. Larry has a big smile on his face.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I just have to say one of the reasons that I am giving again is because a couple of gentlemen who called in over the last 6 weeks, one who had lost a son, and he felt extremely guilty and like God couldn't forgive him because his son made some poor choices and obviously overdosed and passed away. And that broke my heart. And I cried and cried off and on all day because of the beautiful advice and comfort that was giving in such a loving way to that gentleman. And I still keep him and his family in my prayers.
Oh, that's sweet.
Wow. A gentleman who called about domestic violence. And at first I was just like irritated with him. And then all of a sudden you guys were like, totally got to the point of, hey, you know, this is why you are the way you are. And he started crying. Then I started crying and praying for him. And so, and, you know, my heart is changing. And thank you
That's
for
wonderful.
All you do. So I know this might not seem serious to a lot of people, but I have this beautiful only child, my husband and I, and she is incredible, and I could talk about all her wonderful attributes all day, but the one thing I'm concerned about is she has an extremely difficult time saying that she was wrong, or and she has to she wants to control things, and this has been ever since she came out of the womb. And so I'm a pediatric nurse. I've read a million books. I'm a consistent, fun, loving, gracious, firm parent. And I try to make it so safe for her to say, I'm sorry. And I tell her all the time, I'm sorry. I should have done this differently. Will you forgive me? And she will not admit she's wrong. And her dad used to be that way many years ago, but I've worked on him.
did any of your books state the universal truth about 9-year-old children? The universal truth that nothing you try may work. that there are no magic words. There's no formula. Except for like wisdom and insight, which you have, consistency, which I would imagine you provide, and tremendous patience to see where all this is headed. Mylan, Sherry, what do you guys think? What's our best hope for a mom who sounds like a great mom, but she has a pretty stubborn 9-year-old?
So, Gabby, I'm glad you have a heart of mercy. You know why? You're gonna need it for her life, because guess what? You have a daughter that has your brain. And you actually have a daughter who may have part of her daddy's brain. There's a part of the brain called the cingulate gyrus, and it is the gear shifter of the brain. It's the part of the brain that, when it's working well, it helps us to see our options and to move from idea to idea and cooperate. It has to do with flexibility. But with people that have an overactive cingulate gyrus, these are the people that come to me that are nurses. Guess what you do for a living? CPAs, attorneys. People that are detailed people have this. They've been born with it. And so they struggle. In fact, when it's overactive, they worry, they hold on to hurts from the past, they can be oppositional and argumentative, they get stuck on thoughts, they have a hard time with forgiveness, they see things black and white. So guess what? You have a daughter that has a brain like yours. And so that control is something you're going to have to learn how to manage. And how you manage that is by giving her options. There's a book called Love and Logic. It's a book that teaches parents how to have empathy, but to give options. Because with a daughter like yours, if you give her one choice, she will choose the opposite. And you'll stay in power struggles most of your life. So that would be my recommendation, is don't fight it. Go with it and learn how to work with that kind of brain so that you guys stay out of the headbutting.
Well, I tell you, Parenting with Love and Logic is one of the great books. I need to go back and read that again because
I've
kind of been parenting with some other things. And I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love Our Kids by Madeline Kay. That is that version that applies directly to those kids. I hope that's going to be helpful to you. Glad you called. Thanks for the compliments.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and really hope something we say is going to help you as we try to help somebody else. I want to be sure if you guys have any other comment for Gabby and her situation with her 9-year-old. Do you have any other thing that you want to add to that before we move on?
Well, it could very well be if she's a control freak. When I see control freaks in my own office, I usually see perfectionists.
Mm-hmm.
Often they're highly anxious, and so it has to be precise. And that is why people develop into perfectionist precision, and you set stuck thoughts, ruminating thoughts,
yeah,
and then they can become obsessive compulsive because it has to be just a certain way.
Yeah.
And so how do you relax that, and how do you allow people, as you say, Steve, all the time, how do we live in this world of grace and truth where grace allows us to not be perfectionist as we strive toward being the kind of people we want to be? What Gabby would need for her daughter to really understand is where this road is going to go, and that she has to learn to manage it and tolerate. And then the shame. You see the shame that, we can't say something's wrong, you know, so that goes along with the perfectionism. So I think these are some aspects that need to be addressed.
I've had people get bumper stickers that say, let it go. Mm-hmm. Like part of their mantra, I've got to learn to let it go. It's the opposite of being perfect.
Steve, do you have a song that kind of goes along with that? Could you sing us a couple of bars? Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it fall like the snow. Let it go.
See, I mean, isn't that right out of Frozen? Let it go.
It is.
Okay, I just saw Disney on Ice. So,
that,
you know.
That was Steve's version of Frozen, across the nation just laughed out loud
they
in their
just went,
car.
That wasn't it, Steve.
Wherever they were, they were laughing, which is good.
That was
Steve.
The That's New Order version.
No, I think people may be frozen after that. So anyway, really glad that you guys shared that. All right, let's go to Kathy from St. Paul, Minnesota. Kathy, welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Great. Well, we'd love to help you or sing a song, either one, whatever you prefer. And what's going on in your life today?
But, you know, I don't so much have a question. I would just like to maybe ask you guys to address an issue that I feel like gets, it gets avoided or just doesn't get addressed. And that is my situation where many years ago in the early parts of my marriage, we've been married for 27 years now, but my husband came to me and he exposed to me that he was looking at pornography, but he did it in such a way that he drew me into it. I bought the lie, thinking that I was being a good wife. I wanted to please him. And I feel like there's just so very little information out there to speak to women who have fallen into that pit. It just always seems like it gets addressed that this is something that men do, and I just think it needs to be addressed because there's so many young women coming up that if they could hear the devastation that comes from that, and know that it's so. That's what I just would like you guys to address. I just feel
okay. Well, you know, it's a little bit ironic because the last time the three of us were on together, a man called saying that really the issue of whether something's right or wrong is consent. And there you are, you, based on his definition of what's right and wrong, you gave your consent to look at it, so should have been okay. But in reality, that isn't the basis of what's helpful or what's hurtful. I think the first thing you have to work on is forgiving him totally, completely, accepting him, whether he gets better or not, and then trying to heal that hurt as you're forgiving and connecting with other people in the same process. I mean, that's essentially what happens at our Women in the Battle workshop. Sherry, what do you say to her? How do you help her, drawn into pornography by kind of a manipulating man?
So, Kathy, what I hear are two things. One is wisdom, having learned firsthand what it was like to do what you thought was the right thing to accommodate him because you wanted to keep him happy sexually and you didn't realize at that point the impact of how that would hurt your soul and how it would probably even hurt your relationship and your marriage. And the second thing I'm hearing is fear for these young women growing up that think culturally it's okay. In fact, a quote, this is right out of the Psychology Today, that is a February that came out with what I would say would be porn on the front. But it says pornography often assumed to interfere with real connection might actually play a role in fostering it. And you know what, Kathy? I agree with you. I don't think it fosters connection. Mm-mm. I think it injects comparison.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes us feel like we're not good enough. We don't have those bodies. We can't compete with the images. And it's harmful. And so that's what I hear. So I want to take your energy And I want to have you channel that. Start a blog. Take that energy, take your own experience, and take it back to the world. Make yourself available to talk to women to say, I did that, and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. Because one woman like you can make a change. If we all lock arms together, we can make a movement and tell the world mm-hmm. the truth about porn.
All right. We're going to be right back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership and club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right.
Well, we're back.
Kathy was drawn into porn. Anything else that we want to say to Kathy to help her with her dilemma?
Well, one of the things that I noticed on the call screener's notes was that she... the husband still is saying, I did it for you or I did it for us. And so apparently or evidently Kathy's husband is still in a place or a position where he believes this is still a valid expression and something he wants. And this can create, Kathy, a Y in the road for you. You know, if I choose to go down a road with him, I'm going back down into that place again and going into an opposite path. Put you into an oppositional position with your husband, which isn't bad. It's simply saying, I won't do that. That forces him. It's kind of like love and logic, parenting with love and logic. It forces him into a decision. What do I want more, my wife or the pornography? And so that's a part of the battle you're facing. And I want you to know we see that too, and we empathize.
All right. I'm glad that you called. Let me just send you Worthy of Her Trust. And I'm going to suggest that you... send that to him. I'll send you Every Man's Battle also, which is kind of the ultimate book to get this taken care of.
And if women like Kathy are in that situation where they don't know how to stop the madness, mm-hmm. I mean, because that's what happens a lot of times, is you feel so helpless to know how to change
right.
what's going on. You don't really want to accept it because it's harming you.
Sure.
So I hope she can come to the Women in the Battle because both Shelley and I are kind of... poster children for what it looks like to turn that around and to make different choices. And she and I lock arms and we're helping other women stop the crazy that's happening in their home.
But what mm-hmm. you had to do, Sherry, is you had to pick a different, you had to take the other Y in the road.
Exactly.
And
I didn't tolerate it. I wasn't going to tolerate
right.
it.
And that's because, and you made a statement, and that statement cost you something, but then it also got you something.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
Life, freedom, hope.
Mm-hmm. How about
a new husband that respects you?
I know. I have a new husband now that respects me.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. I chose much better this time.
Yes, you do.
Let's go to Susan, Cincinnati, Ohio, listens on a podcast. We're glad that she does. Hello, Susan. Welcome to New Life.
Hello. I had a question.
Okay.
My daughter will be listening to this. What would you advise her based on the circumstances of her relationship? She struggles with getting over this person, and he keeps coming back into the picture pursuing her. They've been dating, know each other for 4 years. They were engaged a year and a half ago after 2.5 years, and the situation was there was just some major disagreements in how he was choosing to live, and the engagement was broken off a month before the wedding. But he keeps pursuing her, and here's some of the issues. The first one is he's involved in pornography and has been since he was a teenager. He's 30. And the pornography that he makes friends with people on Facebook, and then mm-hmm. he uses their images like pornography. Plus, I'm not an expert on what he's doing, but it's people she works with. People they know.
Right.
And he.
Let me stop you for a second, because I think we get it. No matter what else you would pile onto this, I think our advice is going to be exactly the same. And here's the thing. It's not easy to date somebody 4 years and then to just let them go and move on. It's the courage that she had to break off the engagement that when he walks back into her life, the door is shut. She needs more people to help her have that courage. Now, here's a question, then I'll turn it over to Mylon and Sherry. Has your husband ever said to this guy, "You need to leave my daughter alone. She is getting over this because of choices that you've made. It destroyed the relationship. I'm asking you to accept that and let her go." Has he done that?
No, because she's 27. She's a professional. She lives in another city.
Sure.
And we didn't know that was our place. We didn't
well,
know
I,
that was
I think I, if you told me she was 37 and didn't have a father, I would suggest you find somebody else, another man, to talk to him by phone or however, man to man. Why don't you move on, buddy? You blew it. And get some help. And if you really get some help, come back in a year, and maybe it'll be different. But quit this. And since her father is alive, even though she is 27, I have a 26-year-old daughter. I would give the same advice to somebody else. Interject some kind of reality into the life of that man. But let me turn it over to Mylon and Sherry and see what they have to say.
So I'm going to talk right to your daughter, and I don't know your name, but I know you're 27. And I think I know a couple of things about you. It makes me really wonder about how you look at yourself, because something inside you doesn't feel that you're worthy or lovable enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not lovable enough. And that's why this man's pursuit of you feels so intoxicating. It's your parents are worried, and that's bothersome to you. But I think what's more bothersome to me is that you haven't walked away from him. And so I want to recommend that you go to a 12-step group that's called COSA, C-O-S-A. It's for women who are in relationships with men that struggle with porn, or POSA, which is Partners of Sex Addicts. And I want you to spend 6 months there. And the reason I want you to go for 6 months is because I want you to hear the stories of other women who have husbands or boyfriends that are also addicted to porn. And it's going to be the biggest wake-up call you're ever going to have. I've done that with some of my clients. They didn't want to do it, but they decided to just follow my recommendation. And you know what they did? They changed their mind. They said, I don't want that to be my future. But they had to feel it first before they could actually make that change and truly let that relationship go. So that's my recommendation to you, my dear. And I hope you find truth in that group.
What do you think, Mylan? Anything you want to add to that?
Well, I do. All you have to do now is bring a child into this mix, have a baby, have a child, and then all of a sudden have a man who is involved in pornography, FaceTiming with people, putting their images on his phone, and you'll have a dad who's not present to be a father to that child. Undoubtedly, he has other things that are going on, because usually with people with addictions, struggle with anger when you say no to them. And to have a husband that doesn't know how to accept a no from you is a very grievous place to be as a wife or a spouse of either gender, that they won't listen to me. And basically you're starting the building of a life with a person who is going to only increase the harm and the contamination to your life and your children's lives. Is that what you want to do? Now, Sherry's point is really well taken, and that was another thing I was going to say. What is the draw? Why can't I walk away? And Steve and Sherry, you know that we have many desperate women who phone this radio show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who married people because they were desperate for love.
Yep.
And they were desperate for connection and for anybody to put a ring on my finger, because I don't want to be a single person
at 30, 40. Yeah, she's 27. She's scared right now. Well, she doesn't think there's another guy.
I'm guessing she's scared.
I know.
There's not another guy.
I know.
And so she has to take what she's got.
Yeah, we've been together 4 years. I'd rather be with the devil I know than the one I don't know. I don't want to start over.
And,
right?
And your point of going to COSA or someplace where she can hear other stories is so critical. Steve, this is a classic case of people calling us then a year from now saying, how do I get out and from the escape, the clutches of a man who is angry,
yes,
has pornography, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Well, and it's such a gift, such a gift, that she knows these things and she knew them enough to break off the engagement and the wedding. It's just important that knowing that becomes a finalization of the relationship, plus an invitation for him: get your act together, get better, get well, go get help, quit nagging me to come back to you, go transform your life. I mean, that's what needs to happen.
And Mylan brought a point up. I have a good man, so I was in a relationship with a guy who was committed to porn, and I live with a man with another woman, right? But there are other good men out there. You just have to be willing to let go of the ones that aren't a fit and go find one that is. Mm-hmm. Integrity is king out there in this world. Find a man with integrity.
And the way you do that is by saying, I will not have sex with you until we get married. And that is the litmus test.
Amen.
As to whether he'll be loyal to you.
Amen. We'll be back.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest.
particularly my relationship with God. I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, and I really hope that something we've said today has meant something to you. One of the things that means a lot to a lot of people is what is playing on TV.newlife.com, or we call it New Life Television. Now, if you're wanting to hear something on behavior modification, listen to this little clip from 52 Ways to Lose Weight. It's one of the features on TV.newlife.com. One of the things that we can alter or modify is where we eat. If we're always eating with a bunch of people that we hate or hate us or are hyper or whatever, and we're eating and we're anxious, we're going to eat more. So we need to be able to create a safe place, a serene place for us to eat. When we do that, we can focus more on what the food tastes like and smells like and feels like, and we can enjoy the food so that we don't have to eat vast quantities to even experience a delicious or great meal. We focus more on it. We take our time. We enjoy less, more. And it really does help. That's a big, big modification from fast food. Fast food is always fat food, in my mind.
Well, another way of saying that is that, you know, when you have all this misery around you, you're forcing your food to do too much work, and so you need a lot of it. Anyway, that's just one of the things there. Also, it's part of the wisdom from Living Light that you can find at our workshop, January the 20th in Southern California. It's a great place to visit. It's a great place to transform your soul that ends up transforming your body. It's losing weight from the inside out. It's Living Light, January the 20th. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE will tell you all about it. All right, our final caller is, that's going to be Bill from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, WBYN. Oh, he is not there, and we are really sad
but
about
the others,
that.
Let's stay on the line because we've got a whole other show coming after this.
Yeah. Mark from Alexandra, Virginia, WAVA. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, folks. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay. What's going on?
Just trying to seek. I'm about ready to make a decision to separate, and I'm trying to, I've been just seeking counsel, and it's to the point to where my wife and I have not been intimate for the past 7 years, and unfortunately, I belong to a church where I've got a good men's group blood brother. That has been some good guardrails for me, and I have been pursuing and wanting to make this thing work. But it was kind of listening earlier show, I think last week, whatever, I believe it was Julie mentioned to a woman that was dealing with kind of a mentally abusive situation where it's now affecting me mentally. And I've been praying about things and trying to rely on Christ for my strength for this, but It's become real tough because, my flesh is just screaming, to where I want to hug a woman. I almost went and paid an actress $25 just to get a kiss kind of thing.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, we don't have a lot of time. Let me ask Sherry and Milan if they have any insight for what's going on. 7 years, no intimacy. You're really starting to lose it, you believe. What do you guys think?
What made her angry?
Her anger was, going back 7 years ago real quick, was I know that she had, just has a lot of bitterness built up in there inside of her. I know her dad had wound up marrying a gal that was a friend of the family.
So, Mark, why is she mad at you? Is there anything about you that she's mad about?
Why does she feel unsafe with you sexually? Why does she feel unsafe with you sexually, Mark?
I have no clue. Honestly, I have no clue. I lost my job, and it was like once I lost my job in 2008, it was like all of a sudden she went into a hole. And then after that, she started falsely thinking that I was having affairs. And there was nothing that was saying I was
so
having
Mark,
affairs.
So, Mark, we've got just a minute. I'm going to risk here. Sure. Our caller screened, and it says that you saw a counselor for cross-dressing. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So why haven't you brought that up to us? Because you have been pointing the finger at your wife, and and I'm sitting here waiting for you to bring that to us.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I went through a counselor, and I have not been doing that since then.
Okay, but I get it. But do you know your wife has been impacted by that?
And you said you have no idea. You said you had no idea.
Absolutely.
Absolutely,
I do that. And I've sought counseling for that, and I've sought to work this out. Look, both of us as being broken together. And I understand the impact of that. And I've leaned into her. I have loved her. I've did the five love languages.
So
I know what
Mark,
her love language. I know.
Mark, you, I'm going to say something. It's going to probably not feel good. But you are talking like a victim. You are the one that made your relationship sexually unsafe. She hasn't healed yet. But when you come on here and you talk to us, you're making her out to be the one that is harming you when you were the one that harmed her sexually by acting out. She's not healed yet from that, but neither have you. Even though you're saying you have been delivered or healed, the relationship has not been restored. There is a deep rupture there. And until I hear more humility on your part over what you did to harm her, she won't heal.
Yeah, and you know, in recovery, which is what you need, they call it an honesty program because without honesty, it's not going to change. And you really did make it like, there's just some mystery. Why would she not want to be intimate with me? Well, there you are. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I think you can. I think you will. I wish you could come to either Every Man's Battle or Take Your Life Back, one or the other. I think it could be a powerful thing. Those workshops, by the way, let me just say this. Hang on. If you're on the line, we're going to do another program right after this. But if you go to the workshop, it's about transformation. I don't know of anything, and I would tell you, I don't know of anything that produces more change in less time. Sherry, when people come to women in the battle, oftentimes they are full of bitterness and resentment, and they leave willing to forgive. Mylan, people come to our intimacy intensive, and they leave after maybe even having a restraining order, wanting to give it a try. It's transformation. Mm-hmm. So go to newlife.com or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you could benefit from an intensive. The Living Light Weight Loss is in January. Every Man's Battle is in January. And then our Intimacy Intensive is in February. You can find out about those at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Now, surprise, it's January, and a lot of people that gave in December don't in January. This would be a great time to join Club New Life. Mm-hmm. I've been looking at our charter members, and I got to tell you, over the years, you know, somebody gives a little bit, and then you look at the total they've given, 19,000, 18,000. Think how many lives they've changed giving that little bit over and over again. Please join us at Club New Life. A little bit a month. It's a lot over time. You get discounts on the things that we do. It's just a great benefit. I send you a CD every month telling you about things, and you hear teaching you won't hear anywhere here. So please, if you possibly can. Join Club New Life. To say thank you, we'll send you a thumb drive with five teachings and all this other stuff. Really good stuff. Thank you, Mylon Yurkovich, for starting off the year so greatly, and you, Dr. Sherry Keffer, also. Thanks to all of you who watch and listen and pray for us and support us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the number. God bless you. Hope this is going to be the greatest year ever.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.